This is 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. I'm David Fair with you on a Thursday, and I'm glad to welcome Nick Alderink back to studio to talk about all things movies, including the fact that we've now officially entered award season. How you doing, Nick?
I'm doing all right. How are you, David?
I am all right. Well, this past Sunday, the Golden Globe Awards took. You know, I don't think as many people are watching these kinds of award shows as they used to.
No, especially the Golden Globes, which has found some controversy in the last 10 years or so. But the Golden Globes, I think they make their case by... it's a more relaxed atmosphere, and they're also giving awards.
And there's more categories.
There's a lot more categories. Now they're giving awards to podcasts and TV and movies. It's kind of more of a pop culture award show than the Oscars are.
And yet, it is often an accurate preamble to what is coming for the Academy Awards.
That's right. And I think what we saw most from the Golden Globes this year are the key matchups that we're going to be seeing going into the Oscars. So we're going to get the Oscar nominations by the end of January, and just I think next week or so. And, you know, because the Golden Globes, they split the best motion picture in the acting categories into drama, and then there's another category for musical and comedy. And for the best in those two categories that won, Hamnet won the best motion picture
which
drama
has done
category,
quite well at the
which
Michigan,
has done
right?
very well for us in the Michigan Theater. It's been getting so great reviews. And for musical or comedy, One Battle After Another won.
That's the Leo DiCaprio movie?
That's the Leo DiCaprio, Paul Thomas Anderson picture. And I think that we're seeing that's the big conversation is which of those are going to win at the Oscars, because there's only one Best Picture category at the Oscars.
Well, that'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. and I think we're going to be also in the Best Female Actor category. In drama, Jesse Buckley won. In musical comedy, Rose Byrne won for If I Had Legs I'd Kick You.
Which is just an amazing title.
Yeah. And I think we're going to be seeing a lot of conversations about which of them will win the Best Actress category at the Oscars as well.
Well, there's going to be a lot to talk about as we approach the Academy Awards and beyond, but there's a lot of movies that are available now that you may want to see.
Yes.
And I know nothing about 28 years later, The Bone Temple.
Yes. The 28 years later, that came out last year, and we're already getting a sequel, which is the third installment of a series, and this will be the fourth installment of this series. It opens this Friday, multiplexes, but it follows Dr. Kelson, who finds himself in a shocking new relationship with consequences that could change the world as he knows it, while Spike's encounter with Jimmy Crystal becomes a nightmare he can't escape. I think those were all events from the last movie. And this stars Ralph Fiennes in the lead role here.
Well, you know what? I mean, on its surface, it may not necessarily appeal to me, but Ralph Fiennes is just an amazing actor.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's chosen this, either the paycheck was really significant or this is a good script.
The last one got really great reviews. I think people are excited for this one.
There you go. So, well, there's something to check out. Mm-hmm. That's at the multiplexes. What's opening this weekend at the Michigan Theater?
So you have another chance to catch Ralph Fiennes in The Choral, which is opening tomorrow at the Michigan. It's about a choral society's male member who enlist in World War I, leaving the demanding Dr. Guthrie to recruit teenagers, and together they experience the joy of singing while the young boys grapple with their impending conscription into the army. And like I said, stars Ralph Fiennes as
that sounds more like a Ralph Fiennes movie that I might be accustomed to, right?
Yeah, he can have it both ways.
There you go. Choices to make.
Yeah.
Speaking of choices, no other choices opening at the state.
Yeah, this opens tomorrow. Abruptly laid off after 25 years at the same company, a desperate man goes to extreme lengths to eliminate the competition for the job he wants. And this is a Korean film from writer-director Park Chan-wook, best known for making Old Boy and several other Korean pictures.
And just for the kids out there, there's always a choice.
Yeah, that's right.
But no other choice does sound like a good movie.
Yes, yes.
Merrily We Roll Along. What is that all about?
All right, so this is a filmed Broadway show. You have a few chances to catch it. It'll be playing tomorrow, Friday at 7. Saturday at 1:30, and next week, Thursday, January 2nd at 7:30 at the Michigan. This is Stephen Sondheim's musical that spans three decades and follows it charts the turbulent relationship between composer Frank Shepherd and his two lifelong friends, writer Mary and lyricist and playwright Charlie, and this stars Jonathan Groff, Daniel Radcliffe, and Lindsay Mendez.
Is that the Harry Potter guy?
That's right. Yeah, yeah. He's turned to Broadway and stage. AJ.
Yeah, he's
a lot of other independent
He's
roles.
Really turned his attention to theater and done quite well, hasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
You have a number of series ongoing, and that includes the late night classics. Pitch Perfect, I think that is probably going to play well with students.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Throughout January, we're celebrating friendship comedies or buddy comedies, and Pitch Perfect really is that. It plays tonight at 8 o'clock at the Michigan. It's about Becca, a freshman at Barden University, is cajoled into joining the Bellas, her school's all-girls singing group, injecting some much-needed energy into their repertoire, and the Bellas take on their male rivals in a campus competition. Stars Anna Kendrick, Brittany Snow, Skylar Astin, Rebel Wilson, and Adam Devine.
How uncomfortable do you get in real life when you encounter a group or a person who just randomly breaks into song?
I don't come across it often, but when it happens, it is a little disconcerting.
And yet we love that as a society in the movies. Yeah. It's really interesting to me. Superbad. Now, that is something that has great appeal for those who love kind of farcical and over-the-top comedy.
Yes, this will be tomorrow at 9:30 at the Michigan. It's about two codependent high school seniors who are forced to deal with separation anxiety after their plan to stage a booze-soaked party goes awry. And this is from writers Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg, and it stars Michael Cera, Jonah Hill, Christopher Mintz-Plasse, and Emma Stone. Many of them, this is their big break.
And it's got some laugh-out-loud moments.
Yeah, that's
You know,
right,
I
yeah.
mean, as a movie as a whole,
yeah.
you probably wouldn't rank it up there with The Godfather or Casablanca, but it does have some laugh-out-loud
yeah,
moments,
yeah, for
sure.
For teenage comedies, it's right up there with, you know, Fast Times at Ridgemont High and the like.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, along Marquee Arts' Nick Alderink, and some special screenings coming our way?
Yeah, on next Monday, we'll be honoring Martin Luther King Day with the screening of Rustin. It'll be at 1:30 at the State. This is a film that came out just a couple years ago. It'll be free and open to the public. It is about it's a true story about activist Bayard Rustin, played by Coleman Domingo, who faces racism and homophobia as he helps change the course of civil rights history by orchestrating the 1963 March on Washington. And it's from director George C. Wolfe, who made Ma Rainey's Black Bottom as well.
We talked about choices. The choices that Mr. Rustin made resonate today.
Oh, yeah.
And still warrant conversation.
Absolutely.
Because we have not achieved the dream that
yes.
was so eloquently spoken
yes,
that
yes.
day.
Yeah, well said.
Yeah, so we'll definitely look forward to that. I'm Still Here.
Yes, that'll be Tuesday, January 20th at 5:30. This is presented by the Center for Emerging Democracies, the Center for Latin American and Caribbean Studies, and the Doña Human Rights Center. It'll be free and open to the public. This is a Brazilian film that came out just last year. It's about Eunice Paiva, who begins a lonely battle to learn the truth beyond the disappearance of her husband, former PTB deputy Rubens Paiva, and while trying to help her family together. And this won the Academy Award for Best International Feature, which is the first ever Brazilian-produced film to win an Oscar.
Very fascinating.
Yeah.
Now, there are a lot of folks listening who are fans of the Roots Break on Fridays, noon to 2 with Jeremy Baldwin, and the Roots Music Project on Saturdays that Jeremy presents. This is a movie that is going to be right up your alley. It's called You Got Gold, A Celebration of John Prine.
Yes, that'll be Wednesday, January 21st at 7 o'clock. It captures a star-studded tribute to the legendary songwriter, filmed in October 2022 at Nashville's Ryman Auditorium. The event brought together acclaimed artists, friends, and family to share behind-the-scenes stories and perform classic songs honoring John Prine's enduring legacy. And at the concert, you'll see such icons as Bonnie Raitt, Brandi Carlile, Tyler Childers, Lucinda Williams, Dwight Yoakam, Jason Isbell, and Bob Weir, who we lost just recently. Yes.
Yeah, that broke my heart, but what a great way to celebrate music, to celebrate songwriting by celebrating John Prine.
That's right,
Looking forward to that for certain. Mm-hmm. And the art house revival continues, and Shakespeare stage to screen coming our way. Another one of those kind of live performances.
That's right. Well, yeah, this will be Tuesday, January 20th at 7 o'clock. This is the 1996 Romeo plus Juliet. This is Baz Luhrmann's adaptation of the classic Shakespeare story that stars Claire Danes as Juliet. Paul Rudd as Paris and Leo DiCaprio as Romeo in this one. It's a more modern take on Romeo that takes place at Verona Beach rather than
and
Verona.
Did quite well upon its original release.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And people still talk about it, so that is worthwhile. Some movies continuing, still doing well for you?
Yeah, Is This Thing On is now playing at the State.
I haven't seen it yet. I really want to see that
movie. Yeah, this is from writer-director Bradley Cooper, who wrote the film with Will Arnett in the starring role of this one, with Andra Day, Amy Sedaris, and Kieran Hines. Father, Mother, Sister, Brother is now playing at the State, the latest from writer-director Jim Jarmusch. And on everyone's talking points for the Oscars, Marty Supreme now playing at the State, Hamnet, the State, and Secret Agent at the Michigan Theater.
A lot of great choices, including some that may potentially win an Academy Award. And it's all available to you. If you missed any part of our conversation, simply stop by our website. We'll have all the information available to you there, what's playing and where. It is WEMU.org. Nick, I appreciate your time and your information, and I'll look forward to our next visit.
See you next week.
That is Nick Aldering from Marquee Arts, our content partner for Cinema Chat. You hear Cinema Chat every Thursday right here on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM, Ypsilanti.